our very first podcast. And this is a little different. If you normally listen to our podcast or listen to any of our episodes, we usually record our messages from the previous Sunday or the weekend and upload them here. But our church, the Bridge Church in Bluffton, South Carolina, we have a passion to connect people to Jesus daily. And so some of our staff and our volunteers, we begin to think about how can we do that. And one of the ways we believe we can do that is the simple podcast just like this, where we can come and have a conversation, talk about discipleship, parenting, marriage, just about anything that is before us, and really help just each other generate ideas and ways to be intentional. And so today, I have a very special guest. Some of you guys may know her. It is Jamie Keeter, who is our children's director here at the Bridge Church. Jamie, say hey.
Hey.
So she's excited to be here. And she does a really incredible job of connecting with our parents and our kids. But today we want to talk about parenting. And we know it can be incredibly difficult just to come up with intentional ways for discipleship, how to have those conversations. And I know for myself, we just stay busy and our kids love to do a lot of different things. And so just generating and talking through what are some ideas to have those specific encouraging moments of discipleship with our kids. And just so you know a little bit about me, I have four kids, and they range from 3 years old to 8 years old, three boys, so they love to wrestle. And as they get older, I'm noticing I have to be a little bit more intentional. And so I'm gonna let Jamie talk up a little bit about her life dynamic and what's going on with her and some of the intentional ways she jumps in as well.
So we have three kids, and they are a little bit older. They range from the age of 6 to 13. And so as we are raising a middle schooler who is going into 8th grade this year, we know that...
Which he is awesome, by the way.
He is awesome. but we know that it's definitely harder to parent, I feel like, the older they get, for sure. So takes a lot more intentionality.
So as we're talking about this, we believe that some of the things we're talking about are really ideas of how to have those intentional conversations. And we believe it can help if you have a really young, like mine, 3 years old, and then you're just really starting to have some of those conversations, or middle school or high school, some of these ideas may work. And you may also have some ideas that we can connect with, and we have some info on our podcast there that you may send in some ideas, and we'll share those with our listeners as well. But one of the things that I believe sometimes is hard is finding an intentional time and finding that opportunity to say, how am I going to connect with my kids? And for us, it was a little bit of trial and error. To me, I'm a morning person. My wife is not. And so, you know, that's not one thing. We don't get up in the mornings together and have this, you know, crazy awesome time together in the Word and all that. She's more of an evening person. So for me, the mornings are more alone time for me. And then our kids, as you probably know, it's kind of like a random running around, getting everybody's shoes and shirts and all those things in the morning. So we found the mornings really aren't the best. The only time we could find in the mornings is our drive to school. And we've just used that opportunity to say a quick prayer before they go. Sometimes I'll ask them a question, just try to get their brains woken up a little bit. Or I may even say, hey, today, find somebody to help. Look for somebody who needs help and just offer your help and be willing to be there. Or maybe I'll just try to, I used to be a teacher, so sometimes I plug the teachers in there like, hey, say something encouraging to your teacher today. They're trying really hard to make your day special. So say something encouraging to them. And so just giving them something, a little nugget, whether they do that or don't do that, you know, that's something that they have to weigh with. Also, just thought about this. I had one friend who, after school, they would ask them, what did you do today to put others first? And they would even reward them. They would say, if you know, as they come home and they would, you know, I did this story, or I connected with this person, and they put somebody first. They even rewarded them with something, going out and doing something special, or I think they were giving them like quarters or something like that, you know, just to add it and make it fun and special for them. But I thought that was a great idea too, as they were connecting with them. And so what about Jamie? What about for you guys? What's something special maybe you do?
So we have been on kind of a weird schedule since we moved out here to South Carolina. We have our oldest does online school, so he's home with me all day. And so for him and me, our best connection time for conversation is usually during his lunch break. He has about an hour lunch, and so he is not allowed to be on electronics. So we have found ourselves just sitting around having intentional conversations just about the people that he has in his classes. And we've had a lot of deep just life conversations during that time. And so that's just been nice because the house is quiet and it's just me and him. Sometimes Jordan, my husband, is home. And so it's nice just to have that one-on-one time with him, especially as he gets older. We can kind of talk through life and the tough stuff without his younger brother and sister around. And for the other two, a lot of times we're very similar. Our drive time to their school was about 20, 25 minutes. And so that was a great time for us to connect in the morning and afternoon, just kind of following up with how their day went and what kinds of things they did and how just how they connected with their friends and their teachers. And we did something similar to Daniel. We would give them a challenge each day as we read. We usually did our Jesus calling in the morning, and so we'd usually attach a challenge to it from something that they read out of it. And so then in the afternoon, we kind of follow up, did you do your challenge, and how did that go? And so it was kind of nice for them to have that devotional time where they would read the devotional to each other and then follow up in the afternoon with how they actually put that into practice and how that practically just went with their life and how they could apply things.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. I love some of those ideas. And she mentioned a resource, Jesus Calling Devotional, and that's one of the things we wanted to share a little bit too, just some resources. I know that sometimes it's hard to find some of those, or what are some that work and some that don't work. A couple of the ones that we used before, and as our kids have gotten older now, they know how to read, we'll let them read the devotional. And so we have two different ones that we've been using. One is from Dr. Billy Graham, which was written for kids, and also Charles Stanley has a few, which those have been great for us. And then here's a new resource that I found recently that I'm loving, and we're using it with our kids right now. It's called New City Catechism. And they have an adult version. Timothy Keller has, he wrote this and put this together with his team, but they have one for kids as well. And so they have some paper copies you can order off Amazon or Google that, and you can find that. But also, I love free stuff. I don't know about you, but if it's free, I'm about it. So this New City Catechism, they have a free app that you can go to the App Store and download this app, and you can swipe through the questions, because sometimes it's hard to find some biblical questions to ask our kids. And with the busyness of life, this is really cool to pull up, and it may ask like a question, who is God? And in the kids' version, it just gives them a really quick one-sentence response where, as a parent, you can say, here, clear and concisely, this is who God is. Or it may say, who is the Holy Spirit, or who is our Redeemer? You know, it just asks all those different questions. It breaks it down into three different categories. But it's a really great resource to plug that in and maybe just pick one question a day or one question a week even, or whatever that may look like. And I would just encourage you not to feel the pressure to make, sometimes I've put the pressure on myself that every devotional time has to be like perfect, and the kids have to be sitting around like holding hands and you know, singing, and it was just super engaging, and it's just not going to happen every time. And for us, we believe that the Bible says that God's word never returns void. And so we just have an opportunity to sow those seeds every opportunity that we have. And so as we're sowing those seeds, we're able to do that and to connect with our kids and to love on them back and forth as well.
Well, and I love the New City Catechism because it gives the answers. So if you as a parent, if your kid has a question, or as you're going through these, it's great that there's a resource that can give you answers as well. I know a lot of times we feel like as parents, if our kids ask us a question and we don't know the answer, that we all of a sudden feel like, oh, well, spiritual conversations are difficult and discipleship feels difficult. And so I love that there's a resource that helps you as a parent navigate how to have those conversations and how to make it simple, where it's not, you know, let's sit down and read an entire chapter of the Bible and try and unpack it with our kids. We don't have to do that. It makes it super simple for us to just have an easy conversation with them and be able to explain things in an easier way.
Yeah, that's so great. And so as we're talking and recapping a little bit today, we talked about the big theme of this episode is really just being intentional and taking the time to say, well, we're going to try this. And for me and talking with my wife, we had to really trial and error, find what worked for our family. And you may have to find just what works for your family, what time frame and, you know, work schedules and all those different things, just to say what works for us. And I believe that God's called us to be intentional and to invest in the next generation and to pass this knowledge and relationship down. But as we get ready to close, we're trying to keep these episodes about 15 to 20 minutes. So as you're on your lunch break or maybe commuting, as we're listening to these, we're hoping it brings some encouragement and also just, you know, compiling some of those resources or wisdom, whatever it may be, as we're compiling those. And so one of the big key things, as we talked about, is as parents, sometimes we can want to just kind of hand down all of this information. And one thing that's really big and key that I always have to remind myself is, how can I build the relationship with my kids? And how can I take time to ask them questions? How was your day? Who are some of your friends at school? What are the conversations that you have at school? What do you guys talk about? And really just understanding where they're at, what they're talking to their friends about and how they're connecting. And so just building that time, hey, what are some of your favorite things you like to do right now? And just building that relationship with them and then showing them how God works in those moments. And so maybe if, you know, my kids, they're real involved in sports right now. And so a kid got hurt during the game the other day. And so we were able to stop and say, well, let's pray for this kid real quick because he's getting hurt. His parents are having to take him home. We're not sure if he's got to go to the doctor, but it was just a quick moment to say, when somebody's hurting, we can respond in prayer. And so just using those quick moments while we're building the relationships and connecting with our kids and really just helping them in those moments.
Well, and I think too, one thing to remember as we're wrapping up with and talking about intentionality is that Deuteronomy 6, verse 7 says, verse 6 through 8 says, "And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands I'm giving you. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road, when you are going to bed and when you are getting up." And I think, you know, when I read that verse, it just reminds me that it's in the everyday that we teach our kids about who God is. It's not, we don't have to set aside half an hour and have a full conversation with them where we're teaching a full lesson. It's just reminding them that God is in the day-to-day, that He's there when they wake up, that He's there when they're going to bed, He's there when they're afraid, He's there when they're at school. And so I think if we, you know, remember those things and remind those things to our children, that's the most important part, is just integrating God into our day-to-day and into our thoughts and into just every minute as we're living life.
Yeah, that's good. That's powerful. As parents, one of the most powerful things we can do as parents is model a pursuing relationship with Christ. And just, you know, for us, we can even share, let me tell you about how God spoke to me in my quiet time today. Or here's what God is teaching me. Here's what I'm praying through. We know some things are a little sensitive. So you can't share everything maybe you're praying for as a parent. But even just talking, you know, as we have our ongoing in-depth relationship with God. And it's okay to allow your kids to see you walking and learning through that too. It's a great teachable moment for them to see that. And to understand that, especially I believe during this kind of COVID quarantine season where everybody's crammed together in the house and we're trying to figure this thing out day to day, it's made our relationships really come closer together. It can be intense in moments, but it's definitely created more opportunities for conversations and what that may look like as well. And so today, those are just some quick resources. We hope this is helpful. Let us know if this is helpful, or maybe let us know. Send us a message. You'll see links to that on our podcast. Send us a message of things that maybe we can cover, we can talk about during these times, and check in with us as we're posting some of these. And maybe you want to share it with a friend or two just to maybe help them. And maybe they've had some questions or what that may look like. Remember, we're here for you, and we want to stay connected with you, and we hope you have a blessed day.